Jerry Phillips is a former drug addict who now runs houses in the English city of Bristol for people recovering from alcohol and drugs and for those who are homeless. Dina Kandalavala is half American and half Indian and grew up in India before coming to live in London, where she now works as a banker. They are two people with very different backgrounds and life experiences, but they have something very important in common. Both of them felt called to become Catholics and were formally received into the church at the Easter Vigil this year. They explain what motivated them to take this step and gave me an insight into the difference it has and is making to their lives. Turning first to Jerry. He was brought up as a Catholic whilst in foster care as a child, but then lapsed from the church after he got involved in hard drugs during his teens, and in his own words, embarked upon a very dark and turbulent period in his life. He's now in his 50s, and I began by asking him what prompted his decision to return to the church.
Well, I think initially, I'd have to sort of like step back a little way towards the darker side of my life when unfortunately I got heavily involved in drugs and my life sort of slipped and careered totally off track. I felt helpless to do anything about it. So, yeah, no, they were dark times indeed. And on some occasions, I remember getting down on my hands and knees because even though, you know, I was completely consumed by drugs at that time, I remember getting down on my hands and knees and tears coursing down my face, asking God to take it away from me. I was in my own hell. And even to end the pain that I was in through suicide, if I had the courage, I would have perhaps embarked on. It was only in 1997-98 that I found some sort of sanity again and ceased using drugs via a treatment program. It was at this point that I really felt the need to find some real spirituality again.
So when you decided that you wanted to get back into the church, wanted to become more involved, was it a long, gradual process, or was it one day where you sort of thought, this is what I need. I need to recover my faith.
Yeah, I did think the latter. I was, you know, I was clean. I was very much involved in community work in Bristol. I'd started two or three companies, which were successful. But there was still an element missing, a void that I knew that I needed to fill. And as I say, and that's when speaking to a good friend of mine who'd known me throughout my time in Bristol, she introduced me back to the Catholic Church and said to me, come along and meet Father Tom. You know, And we built up a relationship from there, and things have just grown and grown, and it's reinvigorated me. It gives me a solid foundation, and as I say, it's that part that was missing that I feel is very much more in place now, and my life meal feels very much more fulfilled.
Do you find that the work you do, a very praiseworthy work, it helps to cement your faith?
Absolutely. Yes, in many, many ways, we do find that, you know, the turbulence that we work with on a daily basis and the ups and downs of other people's lives, I personally need a very strong faith. I need a strong foundation. The Catholic Church enables me to have that. Now I have an opportunity to give something back to people struggling in the same dark places. Having found my way out, it is a fantastic opportunity for me to be able to show others that, yes, you know, it doesn't matter how dark it is, there is salvation to be found. That is the reason I get out of bed in the morning, to see people who come in to our properties who have been feeling suicidal. They are in lonely, isolated places, desolate figures, and then to rebuild, to give them value, esteem, to give them some focus, some ambition, direction, all the things that were sadly lacking in my own life, yeah, that we try to impart to others now. And as I say, you know, I feel very blessed that I'm given that opportunity.
Dina was brought up as an Anglican and spent her childhood in India. She told me more about her own journey of faith towards the Catholic Church.
Well, living in London, I was always going to the Catholic Church to pray ever since I came back here. And when my son was born, I made it a conscious decision to actually become part of the church so that my son would see that I was actually a full-fledged member of the church.
But what were you brought up as? Tell us a little bit about your previous faith background.
I was baptized Anglican, and I had always been to church, but growing up in India, because I'm half Indian, I experienced all religions. And finally, at the age of 40 plus, I have made a decision now to become a Catholic. And I was hesitant because I never thought I'd want to actually belong to one particular church, including the Catholic Church. But I know that when I had to make a decision, what am I going to do for my family, the Catholic Church was the one that I felt most spiritually drawn to. And I felt every time that I prayed in church to Jesus, my answers would be actually answered. And I know in this day and age, it sounds very, very strange, but every single prayer I have ever made has been answered for me. And my life is a miracle.
What does Catholicism give you, in your view, that other faiths cannot provide?
I think the history of Catholicism is very important because it was the first church, and Catholicism goes right back to Jesus, and it follows Jesus, in my opinion, the closest of all of them. And I have, being a Christian in another denomination, I have seen the various ways of praying and faith and teaching. And I find the doctrine of Catholicism more believable, closer to God, if that makes any sense. I've met some wonderful people at my church, and of course the priests are just wonderful, and I feel like it's opened up a new world for me.
But how has their conversion to Catholicism changed them as a person and their views on life? Let's hear from Jerry and Dina again.
Well, as I say, I know from when I was, from 13, 14, I was very, very defiant, didn't listen, was that without boundaries, and thought, you know, my way was the best way. What I've learned from that experience and from what I'm gathering on a weekly basis in the church today is that we do need boundaries. We do need to listen to God's word because it is ultimately there because he cares and loves us.
I absolutely adore going to church every week now. I pray more. I feel closer to God. I am more involved in the church, and I hope to pass this on. Just want my son to see how I feel with my faith, and I want him just to see me practicing my faith, and hopefully he will do the same, and hopefully he will walk in the same footsteps I'm walking.
That was Dina Candelavala from London. And earlier you heard the voice of Jerry Phillips from the Diocese of Clifton, Bristol.